You're listening to SBS News.
They finished the season first and second respectively, so it's fitting Perth Glory and Sydney FC will meet in Sunday's A-League Grand Final at the new Perth Stadium. More than 50,000 fans are expected to attend the competition's showpiece event. The Sky Blues are full of confidence entering the match. They've dominated the Glory in recent years, winning 10 of their past 11 meetings. Defender Alex Wilkinson says Sydney don't fear playing in Perth.
It's not been a hard place for us to go over the last few years. We've gone over there and got good results. We did it again this year, which was great. Obviously, they've had a fantastic year this year. I mean, hats off to Popper and their group for what's been a fantastic season so far. And, you know, they fully deserve to win the Premier's Plate. But the final series is a completely different beast. And, one-off games are funny. Anything can sort of happen. And we take confidence in the fact that we beat them over there. We managed to beat them over here as well. And that flight and that sort of trip holds nothing to be afraid of at all heading over there.
Perth will be seeking to win a maiden A-League championship after claiming its first Premier's Plate trophy. Glory coach Tony Popovich is hoping it's fourth time lucky after he lost three grand finals with the Western Sydney Wanderers.
For me, it's a privilege and an honour to be in another grand final. So each experience is different. You know, this one is certainly different to everything I've had at Wanderers. It's a different team, it's a different city. Different way of playing, different quality of players, everything's different. And I don't want to compare any of those with this. This is now. I'm not reflecting on anything that's happened in the past. We are here because we're good enough, and we are playing at home because we deserve to play at home, because we've been the best team in the league. And we have a chance to do that and show that once more in front of a full stadium, full of purple shirts supporting us, and I anticipate our boys to really enjoy themselves on Sunday.
The A-League decider isn't the only major sporting event this weekend. Golf's second major of the year begins on Friday morning at Bethpage in New York. After winning his 15th major championship last month, Tiger Woods will be looking to continue his pursuit of Jack Nicklaus's all-time record of 18 major titles. Woods says keeping his body fresh will be key to achieving that feat.
That's going to be the interesting part going forward. How much do I play and how much do I rest? I think I've done a lot of the legwork and the hard work already, trying to find my game over the past year and a half. Now I think it's just maintaining it. I know that I feel better when I'm fresh. The body just doesn't respond like it used to. It doesn't bounce back quite as well. So I got to be aware of that.
Back home, and round 10 of the NRL commences tonight with the Storm playing host to the West Tigers. The Roosters sit on top of the ladder and travel to Brisbane tomorrow night. The Premiers will face the Broncos without skipper Boyd Cordner. Coach Trent Robertson is confident his side can cover Cordner's absence.
I'd like to think the way that we play, we don't lose anything. The guy's Australian captain and a magnificent player. So guys have to stand up and take that role, and Mitchell Orbison playing, starting is a really important thing for us. But then pre-game, the confidence, the man standing there saying we're going to do this, he's not going to be there tomorrow night. So another man needs to stand there and say we're going to do this and follow me. And Jared's a man for that, and Cooper's the man for that as well. And there's a few others that need to stand up as well.
In the AFL, round 9 begins tomorrow night with West Coast playing host to the Melbourne Demons. Geelong fans will be hoping Gary Ablett can avoid any major incidents against the Western Bulldogs. Ablett has come under scrutiny in recent weeks for his tackling technique. Cats coach Chris Scott says Ablett has addressed the issue.
Where Gary's erred over the last couple of weeks is that, in our view, in part in trying to minimise the contact and protect himself, he's jumping and turning his body and lifting his arms, which again leaves him vulnerable. So that's a part of his technique that he needs to fix up, and we're really confident that he will.
It's a big weekend for two of Australia's Super Rugby sides. Queensland and New South Wales face off on Saturday night, with the loser facing an uphill battle to make the finals. While round 4 of Super Netball will see the Vixens and Swifts looking to continue their unbeaten start to the season. Adrian Arciulli, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.